I used to hear my mother's laugh as I was falling asleep when I was a child. For some reason, that laugh was a bit like an opera singer singing an aria. It would sail over the orchestra of the male voices and lower female voices at a party. It seemed to sort of rhyme with the sounds of the ice cubes clinking together in the glasses of the very hard liquor that the adults were drinking at those parties. My parents didn't drink. So my mother's laugh was just, I don't know how to put it. It was a laugh of someone who was excited by seeing everybody else so drunk. And it was a beautiful sound. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I remember this. I remember this very well. I used to hear my mother's laugh as I was falling asleep.
Strangely.
When I was a child. For some reason, that laugh
I was cast
as Ariel, like an opera singer
in the
singing an aria. It was the strangest thing because it would sail over the orchestra.
Some people said it was typecast.
Male voices and lower female voices at a party. As if I was a sprite. It seemed to sort of rhyme with the sounds of the ice cubes.
Hard to get out of
the role after
the glasses of
the play had
very hard
stopped being produced.
The adults were drinking.
Sort of stayed
parties.
Ariel for
my parents didn't drink.
I don't know, 40 years. So my mother's laugh was just, I don't know how to put it. And of course, it was a laugh.
There's
of
a
neuter
quality to Ariel, and
excited
by
kind of
seeing
embarrassing
everybody
to
else
be standing
so
there
drunk.
In tights, playing the recorder. And it was a beautiful
with a
sound.
Piping voice.
Because I was, of course, only 10 years old. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I remember this. I remember this very well. I used to hear my mother's laugh as I was falling asleep.
Strange.
When I was a child. For some reason, that laugh
I was cast
as
a bit
like an opera singer
in the
singing an aria. It was the strangest thing because it would sail over the orchestra.
Some people
the
said it was typecast.
Male voices and lower female
as
voices
if,
at a party. It's funny that anybody would find that modern.
As if I was a sprite.
It seemed to sort of rhyme
I
with
just
the,
think it's beautiful.
And it was,
sounds
I just
of
think
the
it's
ice
gorgeous.
Cubes. Hard to get out
and
of
I
the
remember
role
my
piano teacher's
the
cat
play had
very hard
stopped being produced.
The adults
I
were drinking
sort of stayed
parties.
He's
so quiet.
My
when
parents played that
drink.
First,
I don't know, 40
piece
years.
Of Schoenberg's.
So my mother's laugh
six
was
pieces.
Just.
I think she
I
really liked
it.
That piece.
And of course, it was a laugh.
There's
of
a
neuter
was,
quality to Ariel, and
it
excited
was kind
by
of
seeing
embarrassing
everybody
to
else
be standing
so
there
drunk.
In tights, playing the recorder. And it was a beautiful
with
sound.
A piping voice.
Because I was, of course, only 10 years old.
Oh, yes.
I didn't learn
oh,
to
yes.
drive until...
Oh, yes, I remember this. I remember this very well. I used to hear my mother's laugh.
Oh, yes.
As I was...
It was...
Falling asleep.
Strangely,
as a child.
It was right before...
For some reason,
my daughter was
cast.
As Eric, like, I was ridiculously old.
An opera singer.
In The Tempest.
Singing an aria. It was the strangest thing because it would sail over the orchestra.
Some people said it was tight.
Male voices and lower female voices at a party.
It's funny that anybody would find that modern.
As if I was a sprite. It seemed to sort of rhyme
I
with
just think it's beautiful.
And it was,
I just think it's
ice cubes.
Hard to get out
and
of
I
the world.
And I remember
world.
My piano teacher's cat
play had
very hard
stopped being produced.
You know, I sort of stayed
parties.
Area.
He's so quiet.
And I learned
to
love to drive.
Four piece
of Schoenberg.
So my mother's laugh
six
was
pieces.
Just...
I didn't always like what I was driving
I think
through,
she really liked that piece.
And of course...
But I could find
was,
ways that I did like
it.
It
was a
quality to Ariel, and
excited.
It was
kind
of
embarrassing to be
else.
Standing
so
there and
being
heights.
Able to do something that neither of my parents did.
And it was a beautiful
isn't
thing.
That
what we all
voice.
Want? Because I was, of course, only 10 years
I
old.
I felt so free.
Oh, yes.
I didn't learn
oh,
to
yes.
drive until...
Oh, yes, I remember this. I remember this very well.
You know,
I used to hear my mother's
there was once
oh,
a
yes.
performance of Lise Duard's Soldat.
It was...
Falling asleep.
Strange I'm sure you already child. Know this, but...
It was right before...
I think it was Virgil Thompson
reason,
was
the
narrator.
Was
as
and
I was
Elliot Carter
an opera singer,
in the
was the soldier.
Aria.
And John Cage was the devil.
Because... It would sail
and it was typecasting.
The orchestra. Some people said it was typecasting.
I mean, just as typecasting as casting me as Ariel.
It's funny that anybody would find that modern.
As if I was a sprite.
There was something both
sort of
angelic and
I
a little bit diabolical
it
about John Cage.
Hard to get out
and
of
I
the
remember
world.
My piano teacher's cat.
The play had
very
and yet
hard
he's
being
one of these people who seems to be still
alive.
So quiet.
My
and I
played
that
love to drive.
Four piece of Schoenberg.
So my
maybe that's
six was just
I
why
didn't always like what I was
one thinks
driving.
Of him
I
as some
really
sort
like
of supernatural,
of course,
but
creature
in ways that I did
a
like, and I
was,
he's just still
exactly.
there in
I
some way that some people are.
Being heights. Able to do something that neither of my parents,
and I guess some people aren't, but
and it was
that's
a
debate.
That
what we all
voice.
Want.
Because I was, of course, only 10 years
I
old.
I felt so free.
Oh, yes.
I didn't learn
oh,
to
yes.
drive until...
Oh, yes, I remember this. I remember this very well.
You know,
I used to hear my mother's
there was
laugh.
Once
oh,
a
yes.
performance of Lise Duard's Soldat.
It was falling asleep.
I'm sure you already know this, but...
It was right before...
I think it was Virgil Thompson
was
the narrator.
As
and
I was
Elliot Carter
an opera singer
was
tennis.
The soldier. And John Cage was the devil. And it was typecasting.
Some people said it was typecasting.
I mean, just as typecasting as casting me as Ariel.
It's funny that anybody would find that modern. As if I was a sprite.
There was something both angelic
and
a little bit diabolical about John Cage.
Hard to get out of
and I remember
my piano teacher's cat play had very
yet he's one of these people who seems to be still
alive.
So quiet.
My
and I
played
that love to drive.
Four piece of Schoenberg.
So my
maybe that's
was
just
I
why
didn't always like what
one
I was
thinks
driving.
Of him
as some
really
sort
like
of supernatural,
of course,
but creature ways that I did like
and
I he's just still there in some way that some people are.
Being able to do something that neither of my parents,
I guess some people aren't, but
and it was
that's
a debate.
That what we all
voice.
Want.
Because I was, of course, only 10 years
I
old.
I felt so free.
I didn't learn to drive until...
You know, it's a strange thing, but everybody says that when you get older, it's important not to be jaded. It's important to be...
I think it was Virgil, to have a feeling of innocence, and to recover
that feeling of innocence
was the soldier,
and John Cage was the devil, and it was typecasting.
I mean, just as typecasting is casting me as Ariel.
I suppose,
and I remember
the person who wrote that was
one of these people who
retrieving his innocence in a way. I mean, he
loved to drive.
He was only 92 when he wrote it.
I didn't always like what one thinks of him.
I'm sure you recognized it.
Supernatural, but. I could find ways that I did like it.
It was a birthday present for Pierre Boulez, who was only 75.
Neither of my parents.
And I guess some people aren't, but
it was that's
I think he was a happy man.
Because I was, of course, only 10 years old.
I felt so free.
Yes.
I didn't learn to drive.
Until
I'm really, really glad we don't live in the 18th century.
Everybody says that.
It's important not to be jaded. I do love driving.
I have a feeling of innocence. You had to ride a horse in that period to recover that feeling of innocence.
Was the soldier.
And John Cage was the devil.
I've never been very athletic.
And it was typecasting.
And if I didn't like the road I was on, how would I ever find a better route?
And I remember
the person who wrote that was. I love horses, though.
Retrieving his
their innocence in a way. I mean, he was.
How can I put this?
He was only 92 when he wrote it.
I didn't always like what I was.
They're very touchy. You recognized it.
Supernatural, but creatures ways that I did.
They have nothing to
say.
It was a birthday present for Pierre Boulez, who
but
their breathing only 75.
Neither of my parents
is moving.
Some people aren't, but
it's.
Almost
he was a happy man. As if they breathe out their thoughts. And you breathe them in. And you feel you do know them.
I suppose it's true. I'm really glad we don't live in the 18th century.
Everybody says
even the
greatest king.
It's important not to be jaded.
Sitting
I
on
do
the most
love
driving, beautiful throne.
And
you had to ride a horse.
Sitting on his behind.
To
recover
and
that feeling of innocence
was the soldier.
And John Cage.
You know, when you think of
I've never been
Beethoven.
Very athletic, and it was typecasting.
The way he would bathe,
and if I didn't like
the road, pouring a pitcher of water over his head and his nightshirt and singing at the top of his lungs,
how would I ever find a
better
route? And I remember
the person who wrote that was just a naked.
I love horses, though.
Retrieving his. Their innocence in a way.
Fairly.
How can I put this?
Unkempt.
He was only 92 when he wrote it.
Man.
I
didn't always like what I was.
They're very touchy. You recognized it.
Supernatural, but
it's amazing.
Ways that I did
all he can do.
It was a
birthday present for Pierre Boulez, who was.
But
they're breathing only 75.
In that form
is moving.
Some people aren't, but
it's.
Almost
he was a happy man. As if they breathe out their thoughts.
I felt so.
And you breathe them in, and you feel you do know them. I suppose it's true.
Well, I'm really, really glad we don't live in the 18th century.
Everybody says
even the greatest king.
It's important not to be jaded.
Sitting on the most driving, beautiful throne,
and you had
to ride a horse.
Sitting on his behind.
Recover that feeling of innocence.
Was the soldier.
And John King.
You know, when you think of
I've never been very athletic,
and it was typecast.
The way he would bathe,
and if I didn't like the
pouring a pitcher of water over his head and his nightshirt and singing at the top of his lungs,
how would I ever find a better ruse?
And I remember the person who wrote that was just a naked.
I had such a nice conversation with Ed yesterday.
There,
it was about the time he played me Bernstein's Mass back in the early 70s. And I was so stunned that this minister, who wasn't a musician, was playing a piece of contemporary music with such enthusiasm as if it were the Beatles. And I asked him about it yesterday. And I said, why did you like that so much? And he said,
as if they
I like the way it combines so much pain and strife
and you feel
with something lyrical. It's worldly, but it moves towards transcendence.